Thailand's major retailers are banning single-use plastic bags from today in a bid to curb a growing environmental problem. The ban is largely due to the efforts of a 12-year-old schoolgirl who's lobbied retailers and the government to change their policies on single-use plastic. But as has been the case here in Australia, it will take time for consumers and businesses to adjust to the change, as Southeast Asia correspondent Emmy Bainbridge reports.
As you can see, there's so many single-use plastics in this canal alone.
12-year-old Ralin Satadasana, or Lily, as she's better known, is spending her morning on a boat in a canal in Bangkok's northwest. She's scooping plastic and other debris out of the water.
And imagine how much there is in the oceans and harming our fish, harming our environment, and especially it's harming us as well. Yeah. It's extremely shocking because if you think about it, this is just like not even 1% of what we're seeing in the oceans today.
Lily regularly joins group cleanups around Bangkok, but it's her lobbying of retailers and government that's seen her dubbed the Greta Thunberg of Asia, like the young Swedish climate change activist who has become internationally recognised. This Thai schoolgirl is demanding action to save the environment.
I've been working with the Ministry of Natural Resources and 43 major companies that are trying to reduce and ban single-use plastic bags in their stores.
She has the support of Stefanos Fotio from the United Nations Economic and Social Commission for Asia and the Pacific. He says drastic action is needed across Southeast Asia as plastics make their way from the streets into canals and waterways and then into the ocean.
The latest figure is that there are 2 million tons of plastic waste every year, municipal plastic waste, and out of these 2 million tons, 1.2 million tons is actually plastic bags.
He says the plastic bag ban will make a difference, but much more needs to be done.
It's necessary, I would say, but not sufficient. I think no country has other choice. All of the countries, they should really take very drastic measures on reducing the plastic waste.
Convenience store 7-Eleven has more than 10,000 branches across Thailand, and it's one of the retailers that will stop offering single-use plastic bags from today. But not all of its customers are on board.
Sometimes we need to use bags, so I don't 100% agree with the ban. Sometimes I buy a lot of stuff, but if I buy a little, I won't take a bag.
While it may take time for consumers to adjust, Lily is pushing ahead with her campaign in the hope of getting rid of even more plastic.
We're trying to push it even more for every company and every shop in Thailand to not use any single-use plastic bags or any single-use plastics at all.
Environmental activist Lily ending that report from Southeast Asia correspondent Amy Bainbridge.